Okay, we are holding in Simon Mem Gimel. We're up to Sif Beis. In the previous shir, we were discussing the difference between like a Beis Kisei Kavua versus one that's Arai. We haven't really defined those terms. So now the Mechaber is going to let us know what is the definition. So here we go, Beis. Beis HaKisei Kavua. What does that mean if you have a, we'll call it a permanent, established, a set bathroom? Hainis Sheyesh Bo Tsoa. This is a place where a person would use excrement and go to the bathroom there. Vehu Alpine Hasoda below Chafira. This is talking about when a person would be like in a field and there's nothing that's dug out over there. Mishnah Berurah says in Yud Gimel below Chafira that you haven't dug a hole for it. Rosh Shalom, what does that mean? Oz Tsarech Lechaltsan Berichuk Dalt Amos. When you have this, place that's not really basic, he said you have to take off your tefillin from 4 amos away, 7 feet 3 inches. But if you have something that has been dug out already, that's where the person goes in the bathroom. It's a separate halachic defined domain. And the part that's dug out is its own thing, and it does not have a din of a basic kisei at all. Commotion is bar is going to be explained. Is simin pei gimel umota likanes besoch betefillin shalav, and you're allowed to enter the space while tefillin is still on you. Mikomalkum, nevertheless, kodem sheyashtin, but before a person urinates, tzarech lechaltzan ledivrei hakol, before a person would urinate in this spot, you would have to take off the tefillin according to everyone's opinion. Kemoshe Bishar Beis HaKisei Kavua, like in any other Beis HaKisei. That's a Kavua. Kein Masik HaMogin Avraham B'mad Devarim Amurim. What are we talking about over here? Lahashtin. We're talking about only by urinating. Aval Las. So it's Tzorach. But if you have to defecate, Mashmin Medivri HaBeis Yosef Deyesh Lahachmir Lachotz Berichuk Dalat Amos. In this case, you'd have to take them off before you would come within Dalat Amos. This Mimokam Shiraitze Lasos Tzorach. From when you come within Dalat Amos, where you're going to want to go to the bathroom. Afidle Nifne Bimokam She'ena Beis HaKisei Klal El B'chatzero. Oh, I'll pay us. So even in a case where you are going to the bathroom in a place it's not even a basic kisei, like you're going in the chatzer, you're courtyard or something like that, or you're going in a field, you would take them off Dalat Amos from where you actually would want to start going to the bathroom. Okay, Gimel, base kisei haroi. So that was again, that's a place that's set up for that. A base kisei haroi. What's a temporary basic kisei? Hainu, this means kigon shilahashtin mayim, that a person just used there to go only would urinate in this place. Shein adam hoylech b'shvilam le basic kisei. The hapam hazos, this first time he's using it, therefore nase hamokum hazeh beis kisei techil. That's turning into basic kisei. I mean, a person wouldn't go to this place. Well, a person wouldn't go to a Beis Kisei Kavua just to urinate. That's basically what the Mechaber is saying. In Yud Dalid now, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, Beis Kisei Aroi, Pirush, this means, Hada minan le'eld mutter lahashtin bo, that you're allowed to urinate in this place, particularly while you're wearing Shirosho. Hainu b'makam she'ein bo tzoa. That's only talking about if there is no tzoa, any excrement in this place. V'gam humakam she'ein regilin lefonos sham. It's a place where a person would not normally go to the bathroom there. L'kach, and therefore, lo gazrinan, we don't make this gazera, shema yifane b'tefillin. You're going to come to go to the bathroom while wearing a tefillin. V'afili im hu makam tzenua. Even this is a place that's private, we're not concerned about that. Tezvav, Beis Kisei Techila, you're turning an antidote. I am the prima godim to severely lahai. Lishdilavdafka, it's not specific to him in this case. The filu miyuchad mikama zmanim lahashtin mikomakam aray yechoshev. Don't think just because you went to the bathroom, you pissed here the first time, that's why it's it. No, even if the person would urinate there many times, that's still called a Beis Kisei Aroy because it's not set up to the person actually to defecate in that spot. Okay, Dalit. Im heim becheiko. If your tefillin are literally in your, by your bosom, you put them between your shirt and your chest. Vechogur chagura, and you have your belt tightened. Oh, bebigdo biyadamotor, or it's in your cloth. It's probably a bad translation. It means like you're holding on to it. That means it's wrapped up in a cloth, and that's bigdo biyadamotor. Then you're allowed to go to the bathroom. Bein lahashtin, bein lefonos. Whether if you need to urinate, we need to defecate. In these cases, when the tefillin is in it's a secure place, you're not worried about it, then you could do, as we say, both the number one and the number two. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Tazayin, im heim b'cheiko, they're in your bosom. Desu Lake Lemechash, because at this point, once they're there, we're no longer concerned. Mishum Nitzoitzos, we're not concerned that the drops are of urine are going to sprinkle on them. Vega Mishum Shema Yiplu Mimen, I'm not afraid they're going to fall because they're, you know, it's a secure place. It's there. Umuter Bein Beis Kisei Kavua Bein Ba'aroi. So this is what a person would do. Regardless of which type of base kisei they're in, this is the proper conduct in order to, again, you can leave yourself whatever you need to do. You need urinate, you need defecate, you can do this. Bigdo biyado, or if what's a kid, if it's it's in a garment and it's in your hand. Tzarech Ian, one second, we have to think here. Why is that? Because he's pointing out there's a stira over here. What's the stira? The besif aleph. Earlier we said yesterday shir causes afilu toyfes osam bebigdo aser. If you're holding it in a, you wrap them up and you're holding it, it's aser, right? I am a taz mogen avrim shedochlu bezem od. So the taz and the mogen avrim try to work out a teretz to reconcile the stiras between what's happening in Aleph and over here in Dalad. So when you look in the Dirshu, it helps us out. Hataz Shantirutz, what's the answer of the Taz? Shemash Kosov HaShulchan Aruch Bigdo B'yodo Hainu Le'inyin Hefsik. That's a type of an interruption. Kilomer Shehatzafilin B'cheiko U'mafsik Bein Cheiko Be'erva B'chagura. So there are a separation between your nakedness, by the belt is separating that, Oh, shahatzefillin tachas bigdo, v'hu ochazan bachutz al bigdo, shol yiplu mimato, they're not going to fall down. Sha'az l'choshishin shem yikach yadam mishum l'kaneach anitzotos, and the concern was over there, you're going to use, they're going to get dirty when you wipe your hands, that's the Taz's teretz. Mogen Avram Sham teretz a different way. Sheish loimar the following, shekan, medubar, we're talking over here in this case, shekashuros hatzefillin bebigdo, that they're tied in. She'af im yishav sheish biyado lo yiplu. Even if you're going to wipe, now they're going to fall. Kamo shehevi bishmo hama mishnah bura lahal. It's going to be explained. Okay, then we go back into the mishnah bura bir hagro. Kosev desif ze shehu mibal hatrumos. Meaning, this is not, it's really a machlokis. The way the Gra is learning out, again, the Taz in the Mogen Avraham, we're trying to work out what it's really was. It's still the same Shita, but it's not a Stira. So come over here, the Gra says, no, this is a different opinion. This is the Baha Trumos. But who's Shita Acheres? Hacholik al Hadasif Aleph. It's Ptaka machlokis. There's a Stira. There's two different deals brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Not for now, but there is discussion as to did Rabbi Yosef Karo write. We assume he did, but there is some discussion from his contemporaries. Did he write everything, or did he give out to his Talmidim to write different sections of the Shulchan Aruch? There are certain stiras, I think by a bris on Tisha B'Av, you find stiras and stuff like that. Okay, fine. Let's go. The Sevira Lei, the Bebigdo, V'yado, Su Lochashina, L'Shifshuf, Hanitzotzos. That once it's in your hand, we're not concerned anymore about these droplets that are going to happen from the urine. V'chein hechriya b'sefer Maimer Mordechai. That's how he says the same tears like the Gra. Uve kishum bebigdo, when they are tied into l'chuli alma mutter, then according to everybody, in that case, it would be fine. When it's filling like, inside, then no one's going to argue and say that you can't go to the bathroom in that case. Okay, what are we up to? Hey. Im roitzeli kanes the beis hakise kevu of lasos tzrocha. The person wants to go into base kisei kavua and to go to the bathroom. Chotzan berichuk arba amos. You have to take them off down amos before you get in. Hagav yesh oimim afidu below tzrochav. Even if you're not going to go to the bathroom, but just go into base kisei, you should do betov lahachmir. It's good to be strict on this. That's the he brings here in the base Yosef in the name of the Rav Haigon. The golan the ritzulos shalahen, you roll them up in their ritzulos. Va'ochazan biyamino, you hold them right down. V'bigdo keneged libo, in your right side according to your heart. Vizar shlotehe ritzua yotzeis mitachas yado tefach, and you have to be careful that the ritzua, the straps, doesn't protrude underneath the hand, even a tefach, 3-4 inches. Ukeshe yotze marchik arba amos umanichon. And then when you get out of the bathroom, so you walk away the distance of dal amos, and then you put back on your tefillin. Okay, Mishnah Berura Yud Ches says the basic kisei kavua naka kavua mishum seifa. The reason why he mentions the base kisei kavua is because what's going to say at the end la ashmiin to tell us the following dafilu bekavua machnes hatzvilin imo mishum shmira, that even in a stricter type of thing of a base kisei you're allowed to walk in then in order to protect them aval ein achinami, it's true dafilu beena kavua klal tzarech lachalos berichu dalamos mivakam shroitz lifonos, that even if you're going to a base keys that's not permanent, you still have to take them off Dalat Amos away, as we said this earlier, Kilea Basif, Basof Sif, Katan Yud Gimel. V'chein ma'adinoko laslo strochav. And when he says that you're going to use to defecate, gam ki mishum revusa seifa. This is also coming to add something on the seifa. Aval be'emes really hu hadein lahashtin. Even if you were going just to urinate, tzarek lachos berichuk dalat amas kidal el besif aleph. Again, there were two deis we saw, brought in sif aleph. The Rambam says we should be machmir, but really me'ikr hadin, one could urinate while we're in the film, but we're machmir unless the case we saw previously is really a shasad chak. Yud Tes, but Tov Lahachmir says the Ron, it's good to be strict on this. Hamogin Avram Masig the Medina also likanis the basic key sebit to fill in. Right? Vlo Gorla Merchatz. Hamasim Mem Hey, Sif Beis. Okay, we'll have to get that in upcoming Shirim. But he says this is no worse than a place where one unclothes to take a bath to clean themselves. V'ayim Prima Godim, Maimer Mordechai, Shekosu, the Medivre Harosh, Lo Mash Mahochi. The Rosh does not sound like this. Ga Medivre Rav Hai lo mashma hachi, and Rav Hai Gon also does not apply like this. Ayin Sham, look there, explains. Uv Sefer HaEshkol b'shem HaGoin mashma kiterutzo de Morgan Avram Ayin Sham. Okay, and the last Mishnah Berurah on the Sif is Chaf b'yamino. You hold them in your right hands. Aval lo b'smolo, but don't hold it in your left hand. B'ibnei shetzarech l'kaneach bo, because that the left hand is the hand that you use to wipe yourself with, as we learned much earlier. Because that's the hand you actually have the tefillin. Kama shekosu b'simin gimel. Ma'och aleik lemeichas l'nitzotzos shi'avu l'shashif b'yad she'orchiz bo ha'tefillin. And over here, we're not concerned about that these drops are going to become like a spink around when you're going to clean them off of the hand that's going to fill in. Why did came to my debate say kise kavua mistama oisit tzrocha miyushav, because you're sitting down when you're going to the bathroom. So kosa ramami pono simen nentes the mutter likanes b'tefillin l'mavoos mutunafos afilu yesh sham makam mutunaf lehedya. So in those days, again, you have to realize they didn't have indoor plumbing, so that people would relieve themselves by the side of the roads in these alleyways, and it would smell. There would be a terrible stench over there. But really, it's better to cover your tefillin with a hat while walking there. If you want to take them off beforehand and then put them on after you get out of that, place where there's a foul odor, shop your dumb, that's even better. But Mogin Avram Mitzade Loimar, he says like this, Kishi Odeya Shi Kanis the Derech Mavois Mutunafois Velo Lo Yenichem Veso El Vesa Knesses. If you know from the walk to shul, from your house to shul, you're gonna have to pass by this smelly place. So we learned much earlier that it's better to put them on by the shul. Right, not to put them on, because even though it's an Indian to walk to shul while wearing tefillin, if it's going to require you to walk past this, inappropriate area, don't do it. Osh yanicham bebeis, open the house viyachasim bimvoz mutafos, and you cover them while you walk past these, unpleasant stench. In this topic, a machzis checklist a suffik to efshel tzarich lechasos gam kein harutzuos. Maybe you have to cover the straps as well. V'chol shekein shalosh krichos al haetzba, and certainly have to cover the three. The three parts that are over your finger, v'chuvos radbaz chilek dalas v'lamed vav, mashma gam kein shesoyve de midin and tzarich lechasos atafilam makomus hametunovos. By meikra din, you have to cover them in these places that are terrible odors. V'chol sheiashar lo lechasom mutav shianicham v'beis hakinesis. And if you know that you're not going to be able to cover them in these places, walk past them, it's better don't put them on then, and put them on when you get to the shul. Umash misham the hadelis v'hayud shibetzuos, the dalad and the yud that's on the straps, ain't tzarich l'chasos, you do not have to cover those. Shehim derech kishira v'lo derech k'siva, because that's the way of how you tie the knot, that's not actually the name has been written out. Ayin sham, you look there and it'll be explained more in depth. Just end off with one of the dirshu he brings down. What about the streets that have garbage outside? What's the status of that? So he says, 16. Rechovos sheyesh behem pachi ashpa, garbage. Das, Rishlomo Zalman Orbach, she'en lahachashivam kimavos aham netofos. You shouldn't close like a dirty alleyway. So it's not a problem according to Rishlomo Zalman Orbach. Me'idach, on the other hand, das, Rishlomo Zalman Orbach, ashpa, gormim l'rechov, lechashay b'mavos aham netofos, aham netofim, that they are considered to be smell the alleyways. Therefore, you, with all these din that we just learned in Shulchan in the Mishmura would in fact apply. Okay, Mirat Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow with Sif Vav.